Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5 VN.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
Okay, so Matt wanted me to phone scam his friend, and his friend was going to use a service kind of like Cameo to get his daughter a birthday wish. So we came up with the idea of telling Matt that there's this other company called Kango that that's like Cameo, except it does it for A-list celebrities. And what he's about to find out is they are not A-list celebrities. They are A-list celebrity impersonators.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Max.
Yeah, who's this?
Hey, Max, this is Raul Labrador. I'm calling from Kango. You left a voicemail message with us that you wanted to get a service?
Yes. I'm looking to get a birthday, like a birthday shout-out wish from Post Malone.
Yes, perfect. Well, I'm here to set that up for you.
Awesome.
Okay, so who is the birthday wish for?
Jesse.
Jesse, do you want us to do a last name or no?
No. Just Jesse's fine.
Okay, is that a boy or a girl?
A girl.
Okay, and how old is she?
She's turning 9.
9, okay. Is that in boy years or girl years?
Is there a difference? Girl years, I guess.
Girl. Okay, so 9 in girl years. Okay, I'll write that down. All right. So we're going to email you the recorded birthday wish from Roast Malone. He will wish Jesse, you know, happy birthday in 9 girl years.
I'm sorry.
Is Roast Malone, sorry, and I love you too, or something like that. He won't be inappropriate.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Did I hear you correctly? Did you say Roast Malone?
Roast Malone. Yes.
Post. P-O-S-T.
Well,
okay.
That is our Post Malone. We can't call him Post Malone. We have to change his name. So we try to do just minor variations. And we came up with Roast Malone. He looks just like him, though. He's a guy. He was in a motorcycle accident. So like he doesn't talk very clearly, but he talks just like Post Malone. Like, you know, he's got face tattoos. They're not the same ones. When you see him talk in his mumbled silliness, you're going to be like, oh, my God, that's just like Post Malone. But it's Roast Malone.
Okay, I'm sorry. I think I have the wrong idea. I was told that this is a business that gets the real celebrities to send out messages.
Well, this is a business that gets as real as we can possibly get. If you don't like that, we've got other ones that would be great too. Let me see if I can get you somebody other than Roast Malone. What if I get you a birthday wish from Brad Pitt?
Listen,
or does she like
Christ.
Girl? I can do Reese Witherspoon. That's a good one too. Johnny Depp.
My man. Listen. I am not interested in all these impersonators that you have. Okay, I want the real deal.
So you're not interested in Whoopi Goldberg.
The last time.
Okay. All right. How about Samuel Jackson?
What do you mean, like Samuel L. Jackson, like the real?
Well, we can't use the L. It's just Samuel Jackson.
All right, listen, I don't care who I have to talk to, all right?
Let me give you Frankie Muniz.
Listen, I mean, she's 9 years old, okay? She doesn't know who Frankie Muniz is, okay?
Well, he was Agent Cody Banks. It doesn't matter. Okay, let me look into this, and I'll see if I can get you your money back, okay? I got to talk to my mom.
You know what, man? Just call me back, okay?
Okay, and before I do that, Max, I just have to tell you one more thing. None of this has actually been real. This is actually Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End, and you're on a phone scam.
What?
Your friend Matt is the one who actually wanted me to do this to you.
Oh, my God. So this whole thing was on the radio?
Yes. So you're going to have to get your daughter something else for her birthday.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com. Married? Congrats. But is your married name better or worse than your old one? It's time for Married Name Upgrade Downgrade on the Wake Up Call.
how the game is played. You call 916-909-1065, and then we ask you what your maiden name was or is, and then you tell us what your married name is or will be, and then Katie and I, as trained professionals, we tell you whether or not it was an upgrade or a downgrade. It's
pretty
a service.
Simple.
Yeah, it's a very simple service. And we're going to kick everything off by talking to Jamie. Good morning, Jamie. How are you?
Hi, how are you guys?
We're
doing
great.
Good.
What was your maiden name, Jamie?
Marchetti.
Ooh.
Jamie Marchetti. I kind of like that.
Marchetti. Mm-hmm.
Jamie Marchetti.
Yeah.
Yes.
Does it end in an I? Marchetti?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, mm-hmm. That changes everything.
It does?
Sure.
Why?
Italian.
Yes.
It's Italian.
Uh-huh. And then what is your married name?
It's going to be Gleaves, like leaves with the G in front of it.
Okay, Gleaves. Oh.
I don't like Gleaves. I don't like Gleaves because it feels like a fashion item that Kanye invited where it's gloves into sleeves.
See, I think it sounds like a Midwestern chain of grocery stores.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
That also has a barbecue pit in the back.
Right. Okay.
We don't like Gleaves. What's his name?
Christopher.
He could be Christopher Marchetti.
Christopher Gleaves sounds like the knockoff version of Superman.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Like if we found out Christopher Reeve, God rest his soul, faked his death and is living life high on the hog somewhere as the name Christopher Gleaves, we'd be like, okay.
This feels like when Garth Brooks became that other guy.
Oh, Chris Gaines.
Chris Gaines.
Yeah, Chris Marchetti. If you take Gleaves, that's a downgrade. Okay?
Yeah.
Marcy, what's your maiden name?
Farkas.
Farkas? Oh, no. Like from...
Scott Farkas?
Yeah, from
A Christmas Story?
100%.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
Now, okay, can we remove ourselves from A Christmas Story? And can we think about Farkas on its own?
We can't. We can't. It's right. Too ingrained.
And Marcy Farkas sounds like a fake name.
Marcy Farkas sounds like something on Urban Dictionary.
Gavin.
Okay. What is your married name?
Zahorik.
Zahorik?
Zahorik.
And the word whore is in there?
No, Gavin.
It's spelled our, but yes.
Marcy Farkas it goes together. It doesn't sound good, but for some reason it does work.
I agree.
Marcy Zahorik. Zahorik is too exotic.
Yeah, it doesn't go with...
I need you to be like a Sabrina.
And it does not go with Marcy at all. So that was a downgrade. Thank you so much for calling. Now let's talk to Shelby.
Okay.
Good morning, Shelby.
Good morning.
All right, Shelby, what's your maiden name?
Maiden name is Jones.
Shelby Jones. That's as mayonnaise as it comes.
You sound like a child detective.
Okay. Shelby Jones on the case.
Okay. And then what is your married name?
My married name is Spur, like a spur on a boot.
Okay, Shelby Spur. Oh, I love that. It's a little strippery. Like,
it is a little strippery and not at a good gentleman's
club. No. Like in a Houston area.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
like next to the airport.
Right, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to say upgrade.
I'm going to say upgrade, too.
Okay, great job,
Shelby.
Right.
That was great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Congrats.
Wow. Okay, I'll take it.
I don't know why you're surprised by that. Let's do Jessica. Hey, Jessica, how are you?
Good, thank you.
What is your maiden name, Jessica?
Willis.
Jessica Willis.
Do you go by Jessie?
No, Jessica.
Jessica Willis.
Okay, I mean, I have already forgotten about you.
Yeah.
And you're on the phone, so that's how bad it is.
I'm currently talking to
you. Right, so what is your married name? Let's hope for something better.
Martinez.
Oh, man.
I mean, just because you said it with flair, it's certainly better than Willis.
I don't think it is.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think it is.
I think they're equal. I mean, that's why I'm like, which one is better?
They are pretty damn close to being equal. I'm going to say Martinez is an upgrade because at least it gives me some ethnicity.
I disagree. I don't think that it is interesting. It's like Garcia. Like, is it ethnic? Yes, it is, but not. It's like Smith or Jones.
Over common.
Yes, but still, it has a little bit of, at least there's some heritage there, as opposed to Jessica Willis, who I'm pretty sure you spread that on a a sandwich.
All right. We have not done this
because
yet.
Because it's mayonnaise.
We're going to try it. Kevin, can you hear me?
Hello?
Kevin is screening calls from the hallway.
That's how we do it now.
That's how advanced we are here. Jessica Willis, Jessica Martinez, upgrade or downgrade?
I think downgrade.
Yeah, there we go.
Wow, y'all racist. Yeah,
How dare you?
Jessica.
Wow. Jessica, I apologize, but listen, the tiebreaker, we haven't had a tiebreaker in a very long time.
No, we haven't.
106.5 The End.
The Wake-Up Call.
My wife went out of town, and I needed help with our three kids. I've got three kids, they're all under 12, and they can be a handful. So my parents, who only live like 2.5 miles from my house, they were very gracious and they helped out quite a bit. So because of that, I wanted to thank them. And the whole time that they were helping out, I was like, okay, I'm gonna get them like a gift card to a nice restaurant and enough money that they could get some drinks on it.
That's very nice of you. I never think to do anything for my parents when they watch my kids.
While they were watching our kids, the unthinkable happens. Their TV breaks.
Oh, God.
Now, like most older people, they only have like one TV in their house. I don't know how people live like that.
I have 1,000.
I have a TV for my TV. I'm going to leave now. You watch something.
You watch each other.
So it breaks. And I don't know. Now, this TV was very old. It was 12 years old. It was my old TV that I gave them when they first moved out here, and I replaced mine. So then I had the idea, well, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just going to replace their TV. That's going to be my thank you gift to them. My parents, when I presented them with the surprise gift, I just bought it on Amazon and brought it over.
Oh, okay. So you didn't tell them first. You
just surprised them with it.
Okay, great.
Because I knew they were already shopping for TVs and stuff. It takes my stepdad forever to make a decision on stuff like that. So I just bought him one and brought it over. And then I was like, here you go. Let's install it. Okay.
And did you show up big box? Hey!
Yep. And they were so happy and moved by that. And they were like, this is too much, Gavin. This is too generous. Because they have no idea that TVs now cost like $150. Okay? You can get a fork. I don't know when this happened. The only thing that went down in price is TV.
That's so true.
Because TVs at one point, if you wanted to get like a 42-inch high def TV, at the minimum. Now they're disposable practically. If you haven't bought a TV in a while, I'm shocked that you don't have one in your junk drawer. Just a brand new 4K TV. So anyway, I spent like maybe close to $200 or right around there. Okay. But they think it costs like $1,000. And here's the problem. Okay. They're going on and on and on about the generosity of me and stuff like that. And I didn't correct them right then and there. So now it's going on and on. And they have earned a break from my kids.
Okay.
But guess where my kids were last night?
Over there watching that TV.
Having a sleepover.
No.
Yes, at my parents' house. Because now they feel like they need to keep giving and giving.
Gavin!
I know, they think I showered them with $1,000 present. Like I'm a game show host. So anyway, what do I do? I feel like I'm in too deep.
Here's the person you have to talk to.
Yeah.
You got to talk to your brother.
Okay. Right. He did a lot too, and I have not given him anything.
Well, no, that's not what I'm saying. Oh. What I'm saying is, it's very likely that your mom could say to your brother, can you believe what Gavin did for us? And you need to make sure that Ben keeps his little mouth shut and not be a snitch, because it would be very easy for him to be like, Mom, there's like $150.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then this house of cards comes down.
Right. Okay. That's not bad.
No, you can never tell your parents, because, and I love your parents, and I know that this is the wrong thing to say, but keep them in your pocket.
Yeah, okay? Definitely. Definitely.
You want them to feel like they're in the lurch.
Okay. See, here's why your idea is good. Because that scenario would definitely play out. My mom would definitely say something
100%.
That my brother, who God bless him, has lived in my shadow his entire life.
I didn't want to say that.
We grew up in a small town. There were only three schools, an elementary, a middle, and a high school. That was it. So all of my teachers only called him Gavin's brother as he grew up. So he already doesn't need to hear more from my parents or anybody else how wonderful I am.
I'm glad you're saying this. I didn't want to say it.
And he would love to rat me out.
Of course.
But here's the problem
with
that.
Everybody would love to rat you out, just so you know.
I need to buy his silence with something because I owe him something too.
Yeah.
Because he also helped.
Yeah, he stayed over.
Yes, he did. So I need, okay, so.
Okay, what do we think he doesn't understand the price points of?
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All right, it's The Wake Up Call, and we broadcast live every morning from Roseville, California. Ever heard of it? It's a suburb of Sacramento, California. Ever heard of that? The reason I'm asking that is because Sacramento got disrespected recently.
By whom?
Great question. By whom? I'll tell you. It was a website that made a list of the 10 best cities to eat local food.
Oh.
And guess what didn't even make the top 10?
The farm to fork capital?
The farm to fork capital of the world.
Wow.
Sacramento, California. And I am legitimately pissed about this.
Me too.
I mean, that there is, put some respect on our name.
You want to know who's on this list?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you. Number one, Portland, Oregon.
All right, I'll give it to you.
I'll give him that.
Yeah. Portland,
I've never been there, but I've heard many people say that the food in Portland is great.
Yeah, it seems to be pretty top shelf.
This is where it falls off the rails after that.
Okay.
Number two is Baltimore. I've been to Baltimore. They have blue crab. Blue crab's delicious. And then they have nothing outside of blue crab. Then number three, Alexandria, Virginia. Then DC. They're practically the same. So I don't know why they would even combine those, or why they wouldn't combine those two. Minneapolis, Seattle, Boston.
Minneapolis?
Right. Period.
Minnesota?
Madison, Wisconsin.
Get out of here.
And then rounding out the list is Providence, Rhode Island, and Vancouver, Washington. Kiss my foot. Okay. The Sacramento area has the best local food. And I'll take that to my grave. I will fist fight somebody about that.
I have seen some of the things that are eaten in the Midwest. And I can tell you, they don't, that alone means they don't deserve to be on. What's the thing they eat in Pennsylvania? Scruple?
Scrapple.
Scrapple.
Well, in this list defense, nowhere in Pennsylvania made the list.
Yeah, okay. But I mean, like, it's all in that region.
Right.
You know?
I mean, just think. Kevin, you're a foodie.
Yeah, we have the most diverse food in Sacramento.
We definitely do have kind of a very diverse array of foods. But just think about some of the restaurants that are here. I just made a small list. Okay. Right off the bat, The Kitchen. It's one.
Of course. Of course.
Two Michelin stars. Obviously. Don't get me started.
Okay.
Firehouse, Solomon's, Beast and Bounty, Mulvaney's, although I did kind of hear that Mulvaney's, I thought I heard that they're closing. So RIP maybe. But Grange, we've all been there.
Oh, The Grange. What about The Porch?
Oh, The Porch. Tower Cafe.
Yeah.
Tower Cafe, Nick's Tacos, Queen Sheba. Have you been there?
No.
Ethiopian food. It's incredible.
Ooh.
Allura, which is like the best Italian food you can get out here.
Okay.
I am.
What about
livid.
The one Ella?
Ella, yes.
Which is like, it's like basically The Kitchen, but a la carte.
Yeah.
You know? I'm just saying, I am furious that this happened. And
so who do we blame? That's the question.
Can I tell you something? You know, sometimes I'm like a dog with a bone.
Yeah.
And I get fixated on something and I get really, really mad. Yeah. And sometimes I get really, really mad and I lash out and send strongly worded emails.
Oh, no.
Before I've even had a chance to really think things through.
Okay, what did you do?
Well, before we went on the air and I read over this list and I was super mad, I did fire off an email to the people who created this list.
Okay.
And I said, you come on this show and defend this terrible decision. So,
and what did they say?
There's a chance that they might do that.
What? They replied?
Yeah.
Well, get them on because we are about to plead our case.
Right. Thank you, Kevin, because I'm not that upset that I'm that upset. Like,
Feel justified.
I feel kind of justified. Okay. And here's what I think we should do, okay? If we can get somebody who is one of the people who came up with this list of the top 10 best cities to eat local food where Sacramento did not make the list, if we can get somebody on there, I think we should try to convince them to bump one of these trash cities.
I love that.
And put Sacramento in it. Yes. Do I want to be in the top 5? I do.
Okay.
Will I settle for top 10? Yes.
Okay. I think that we good cop, bad cop this.
Oh, okay.
We can't all go in guns a-blazing.
All right.
Okay. So you can be bad daddy and I'll be nice mommy.
Okay. What am I?
You should stay out of it.
Excuse me?
So stand by, because will we have somebody on to defend this terrible list and we will represent this great city? It looks like that could happen.
Wow. Okay.
Using my rage for good.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
This is a special warning for anybody who goes to farmers markets. Climate change is even coming to you, and it could be deadly. Hear me out. You're going to snicker when you hear this, but it's serious. In a lot of the country, rising temperatures has made such a prolonged and extreme heat wave that watermelons are exploding. Watermelons are exploding.
Exploding.
Yep. They're ticking time bombs.
And why is this again? Kevin's a scientist.
Yeah, Kevin, you want to explain the science behind this?
Inexplicably.
I think it's mostly because of the heat, and then the heat helps heat up the fructose in the watermelon and causes fermentation, which causes bubbles and causes it to explode.
He's right. That's exactly what it is. Yeah, it creates, the fermentation creates like a frothy foam bubbling inside, and the pressure builds and builds and builds because it gives off gas until, like, what do you do when you see a watermelon? How do you check for a good one?
Oh, you tap it. You knock it.
And when you do that, they go kaboom.
You get Gallagher'd.
There's people getting hurt. There's people getting hurt from exploding watermelons at farmers markets and stuff like that, because obviously this doesn't happen at a grocery store. They're inside.
Oh, sure.
It only happens at farmers markets. And I gotta tell you,
I mean, don't go to farmers markets. That's just another reason not to go to farmers markets.
I was gonna say something similar. Farmers markets should be thankful that this is happening, because it's the first time a farmers market has been exciting.
Farmers markets are exciting.
They're opposite.
That's not true. That is not true. That is absolutely. Can you get incredible produce and stuff at a farmer's market? Yes.
Sure.
Of course. Is it supporting local businesses? Definitely.
Love it.
Is it a activity that we should be inviting our friends to? Absolutely not.
What? My friends invite me all the time.
You need to get better friends then.
It's because a whole vibe. Imagine this, Saturday morning farmers market. You go get coffee, you walk around, you meet the local vendors, talk to your friends. It's like a whole hangout. And like Midtown's farmers market, like it's a whole thing. It's like several blocks.
Okay, what would you say if I told you, hey, this weekend, let's wake up like around 9 a.m.
Well, earlier, you want to get it early.
Oh, excuse me. Oh. All right, let's go before it's all gone. And would you like to come grocery shopping with me?
Not grocery shopping.
We'll just stay on the outside aisle.
Yeah.
It's a farmer's market. It's a... It's a party when you're there.
A party?
It's not. It's like a fun grocery shop.
I have been to farmers markets. My mother's obsessed with them, and she drags me to them, okay?
You got to stop letting her do that.
A party is a word I would never use to describe a farmer's market.
It seems like something that people in places that can't get streaming services would do.
Right.
Like, what'd you guys do on Saturday? Well, we went shopping outside. That's what it sounds like.
Well, you could, you know, they have flowers at the farmer's markets. You could go there on a date.
We're not saying don't go to the farmer's market. We're saying absolutely go to the farmer's market, but it should be an in and out.
Stop trying to get everybody to think that the farmer's market is like a Beyonce concert.
Totally.
It's not. Why are you dressing up for it? Leave your floppy hat at home, okay? And then B, don't post it on Instagram like you did something interesting. unless you're holding an exploding watermelon in your arm.
Exploded.
There's nothing that you need to post online about a farmer's market.
I'm pissed.
You should be.
If anything, post the meal you made with the produce from the farmer's market later in the day.
How would they know we got it from the farmer's
market? You could just tell them and we'll trust you.
No, I should take you guys to a farmer's market so you guys can experience it my way.
What's your way? How different could it possibly be?
I thought we're going to have fun. We're going to hold hands. We're going to skip. We're going to meet new people. It's going to be out in a beautiful daylight. I'll even buy you a flower bouquet.
Everything you just said has made me not want to go.
Wow.
People use farmer's market like a verb, and it shouldn't be.
Right. But you know what, though, Kevin? Throw in random exploding watermelons.
And we're all about it.
Now we're talking.
I mean, you'd be on it the whole time.
All kinds of fun stuff. Grenada. Yeah, all kinds. Put pitfalls for us to get into. Make it an obstacle course.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to go.
Oh, my God. We can't get out. Go turn left by the organic honey.
Oh, my God. Gavin, he had to go to the ER because he fell in the pineapple pit. Like, yeah, okay. Now we're talking. Now it's a vibe.
And people be like, what's a pineapple pit? And it's like, it's a pit full of pineapples.
Yeah. Why do I have to explain that to you?
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
If you're somebody that travels by airplane often, you're going to love this story. Even if you're somebody that doesn't travel by plane more than, like, I don't know, once every 2 or 3 years, you still probably have had to use an airplane bathroom. And we all know that they are almost comically too small. And that is about to change. The Department of Transportation has just announced that a new rule will require airlines to make restrooms large enough for 2 adult people. That is the measurement. I'm sure there are actual dimensions that they have to, but the reason why is pretty obvious. It's to accommodate disabled people
who say that they
can't use the bathroom on an airplane at all without facing humiliation of moving from a wheelchair into a stall with the door still open.
Sure.
Here's the problem. I think we need to have maybe 1 bathroom on an airplane that is wheelchair accessible. And only wheelchair people can use it. And everything else has to stay itty bitty. Because this is going to lead to problems. Especially when the official government expression is big enough to hold 2 adult people. We know what's going on here. I can see from the looks on your faces, you're already thinking about the Mile High Club.
I mean, that's all right.
Maybe Kevin wasn't, but Katie definitely was.
Yeah, of course I was.
Well, then there needs to be a bathroom monitor, making sure only 1 person goes in at a time. Because here's the thing. I am not going to wait longer so that people can do the deed in the bathroom. I'm not going to stand outside when I have to tinkle because you want to get some sort of notch in some sort of fantasy belt. I'm not going to do it.
Okay, look.
I will Karen all over the plane.
You would tell on somebody?
Watch me do it.
Wow. Wow. What a narc.
Yeah.
What a narc.
I have to pee.
The only reason you would tell on somebody is because your wife would never do this with you.
No, that's not the only reason. I wouldn't do it anyway.
Why not? Give me a break.
I don't have that fantasy in me.
About the fantasy.
And I also would be too self-conscious. I wouldn't be able to do it. I'd be too,
at all?
No, I'd be too in my head. Like, what if somebody saw us both come in here? What if somebody has to use the bathroom? Oh my God, we've all been there. For as often as you pee,
yeah,
you'd be fine waiting.
I don't
want 10 minutes.
I don't want to wait for the whole act, the beginning, middle, and end.
You have to.
See, okay, am I somebody that would probably try to do this? I am. But I wouldn't expect us to completely be done. I would just get in there. We would for a little bit, and then we would go so that we can say, yes, I had sex in the sky. In the sky.
I mean, that does make you sound like a god.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if I'm waiting and I have to pee.
Right.
Or worse.
You better not on a plane.
Okay. Oh, that's your, that I can't use the bathroom for that?
I'd prefer you didn't.
And all of a sudden, I'm waiting there, tapping my toe.
Yeah.
Making small talk with the stewardesses that are there back, you know.
Flight attendants, you pig.
Okay. And then I got to stand there. No, they're all stewardesses. The boys, too. I'm fair. Okay. So then all of a sudden, then the door finally accordions open.
Uh-huh.
I go to walk in there. Wait. What is this, a magic trick? How'd you get in front of me while you're putting makeup back on?
Okay.
Get out of here with that. And listen, here's the thing. I know what you're saying. Gavin, you're probably such a slender little man. You probably don't care. I'm a gigantic human being. I'm built like a rectangle.
Yeah.
I barely have enough room to turn around in an airplane bathroom. I don't know how people who are tall do it. I don't know how people who are over 300 pounds do it. I guess they don't. I don't know. But I am willing to continue to suffer on small itty-bitty airplane bathrooms so that we can all just get in and get out.
Hold on. What if...
Is this a negotiation?
Just listen,
okay?
You have to go to the bathroom. I'm in there with my husband. We both walk out, but I walk with a limp.
How dramatic of a limp?
I'd probably have to make it really dramatic to make it seem like I needed somebody else's help.
Yes. Okay, then I'm okay.
Okay.
That's fine.
God, I got to stick with that, though, for the rest of the...
Sorry.
God forbid I see you when we...
You have to look like somebody who needs help in the bathroom.
I have to Kaiser Sose for a while.
Total usual suspect. You have to go full usual suspect.
Okay.
For me not to narc on you.
Okay.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
There is a Reddit post that is really getting people to debate. And the Reddit post is actually kind of, we think, stupid because it's a guy confessing that he does not tell girls that he's dating, that he even has kids, until they've been dating for a year. And people are like, I mean, very few people are defending that decision. Most people are like, that's crazy. But that, we all agree that that's crazy.
That's crazy.
But yeah, but it got us on the discussion though of like, when is it appropriate to have your kids, if you're a single parent, meet somebody that you're dating? Call us or text in 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Text message that we already got into 909-1065 over a year. Parents shouldn't introduce their kids to a stranger. They are dating because you don't know if in 3 months things didn't work out. Wait till it's serious for both of you. We'll use that as a jumping off point. How do you feel about that, Katie? Because you used to be a single parent.
I did used to be a single parent. Now, I made a point of not dating people that had kids. And I know that sounds hypocritical because I had a kid, but I felt like I've already got my own stuff going on. I don't need to absorb your stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
So I never met anybody else's kids, but I can tell you what, I wouldn't have waited a year.
Right.
Because I can't be that invested into somebody for a year just to decide that I can't stand your kids, or maybe I don't like the way you parent, or maybe there is so much extra drama with your ex that I'm only realizing once the kids get involved. That is too long for me. I think it's not just a time thing. It's a seriousness thing. It's, okay, how serious are we about taking this the distance? That's number one.
Right.
Number two, no sooner than 6 months, probably.
It seems irresponsible to do it less than that.
I will say my husband did meet Emma earlier than that, but it was kind of an accident.
How so?
My mom, he was at my apartment and my mom dropped Emma off earlier than we were expecting. We thought he would be gone. Mm. And then all of a sudden they were just at the front door and it was like,
now you, okay. Well, part of that though, you said was like, what if the kids and the guy don't vibe and stuff like that? Like, yeah, that's part of it. How devastated would you be if, like, you were dating your husband when you had your daughter,
yeah,
and he said to you, ugh, or you could just sense tension or fights?
Like,
yeah, I mean, you'd be absolutely devastating. There's a text message we got into 909-1065. I'm a family law attorney, and they said it's really dependent on the kid on when they can accept a new parent or a new person in their parent's life.
Okay, I think that's absolutely true, because when Emma sort of accidentally met Mike, I was not super stressed out about it because she was only 2 years old and she had just turned 2 years old. And we made a point of not being affectionate in front of her when she would be around after they had actually met. If she was 4, 5, 6, it would be a completely different story.
I just Googled it, and according to experts, 18 to 22 months is what they're saying. That seems very long.
That feels very long.
That's almost 2 years. That seems crazy.
I need to see who you are as a parent if I'm going to, not only to your own kids, but to my kid.
That's a good point. Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Okay. What if the person that you're dating is somebody that was already in your kid's life? When do you reintroduce them, not as my work friend such and such, or my good friend such and such, but now this is somebody that's going to be kissing daddy?
I don't
longer
know.
Longer or less time?
I think
time?
You let them be around, but you still act like friends. And then maybe occasionally you guys sit on the couch close to each other. And then from there they see.
You don't think that would make it worse?
What's the alternative? Now I kiss her.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess you're right.
Wouldn't you sort of baby step your kids towards the idea that this is somebody that you're interested in?
Yeah, I guess so.
First you sit on the couch next to each other real close. And then after that, they see you sort of, you hug. Then they see you holding hands.
Oh, they're going to spend the night. It's too late to drive home.
Right.
Now they live here.
Oh, God.
So many great text messages coming in. A lot of people saying, like, you know, there's too many factors to just say a blanket number. But keep them coming in, though, to 916-909-1065. We love reading your text messages.
1065, the end.
The Wake Up Call.
So, a discussion needs to be had because Kevin is depressed. Lots of us, when we either try to lose weight or try exercising, we don't get the results we're looking for. Or at the very least, we don't get the results we're looking for as quickly as we can. We get frustrated. You know, we've all been there. And Kevin's going through that right now. Man, I'm sorry. It's a relatable problem.
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to get a big booty.
He wants to be a big booty hoe.
Yes. But it's not working.
So what have you been doing to get this big booty?
Taking so many classes at my local gym because I'm fitness. Pilates and kickboxing.
Kickboxing.
Yeah. It gets your heart rate up and it works out your whole body.
Now, God, I can't even imagine him throwing a punch.
And me either. Or a kick. I don't know anything about Pilates. Can you get a nice ass?
Not
from
really.
Pilates?
It's more for like toning, elongating.
Yeah,
it's toning not
the booty.
It's not what you would do. In, as far as I have heard, to build muscle and like get gains. It's not for bulking.
From what I understand, the way to a big, firm butt is you run or walk at an incline on the treadmill and you do a lot of squats. A
lot of squats.
A lot of weighted squats. Are you doing those things?
Yeah.
You okay. are, because it wasn't on your list of things you were doing.
Well, I just thought classes are more, you know, led by an instructor, whereas the weights are led by me.
But it's not a class specifically for getting a big ass.
That's not what the lady said in the classes.
She what said, did she say?
Welcome to big ass class.
Well, no. The old lady next to me says this really helps her ass feel more firm.
The old lady said this makes me
she's
get a
very
firm
fit.
Ass.
Don't come at her.
Okay, I won't. I would never go after her, whoever she is.
But she says that, she's okay, been doing
firm,
it for a long time, so that's
firm
why.
Is not will not bulk you up.
Right.
You need to firm your butt to make it a bubble.
You need to build muscle on it.
Can I stop for a second and let's get to let's zoom out on this conversation. Why do you want a big ass?
Because ladies love it.
They do?
Ladies love a little tush.
You said a little.
Right, a little cute tush that's muscular.
But he's not talking about a muscular butt. He's talking about a big butt.
Well, the only way he can get a big butt at the gym is if it's muscular.
That's right.
The other way to get it is just to get a BBL.
I'm not getting that.
Okay.
But look, here, let me show you pictures of the butt that I want.
Show Katie
like,
what you're looking for.
It's not that hard.
Okay, that's a girl's butt. So,
well.
Okay, show me another one. Because I have
like,
an idea.
These are beautiful.
Kevin, that's a girl again.
Okay, well. There's guys that have that same butt, too.
What kind of a butt is he showing you?
A very nice woman's ass.
Okay, what about this one?
Okay, so you want a lady butt.
I mean, if it's going to look like this, sure.
So you're vision boarding a female's booty.
I mean, if I could achieve that, wouldn't that be amazing?
What are you going to do with this female booty?
I don't know. Drop it low, Gavin.
So you want to make it...
bitches.
Okay, so you want to make it clap. For the bitches.
Yes.
Can I ask you a question, Katie? You
please do.
As one of the bitches.
Yeah.
Make it clap.
If you saw a man.
Yeah.
With a really nice, muscular, firm lady butt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Out on the dance floor.
Right.
And his dancing was dropping it low.
Yes.
Making it clap. Yes.
I would say.
You wouldn't put a ring on it right there?
No, I think he was one of my girlfriends.
Katie. Well, I wouldn't drop it in a feminine way. I'll
how
drop
would you
it,
show me how you drop
like
it?
Like Magic Mike way.
Kevin, your butt is teeny tiny.
Okay, I will not stand for this.
I mean, Gavin, you're not one to talk.
My butt's not small.
It's small.
It's not like big by any means, but it's not. I mean, I have a pretty muscular butt. At
come
this
here
point.
And let me see your butt.
Yeah. I'm not gonna let you see it.
Let's no, but come over here. And you're I'm not gonna. I didn't say pull your pants down. I'm just
I
saying,
can't wait.
Turn around. Go to the side. Go to the side. No, to the side. You're going. Okay, yeah, you're right.
See?
Why?
Touch it.
Okay.
Touch my butt.
I'm not touching touch your butt. No, I'm not. Fine. Oh,
I have to say, I will say, for as muscular as it is, I'm shocked it's not a little bit bigger.
Yeah, I think those are genes.
Wow.
Those
I can tell you, I had foundation.
My mom doesn't really have a butt at all.
I had foundation on my fingers because I do my makeup at work, and you absolutely make it looks like somebody goosed you now because you're wearing black sweats.
That's wonderful.
Sorry.
All right. Well, as I walked past Kevin, by the way, I saw all the pictures that he has pulled up. They're all women. They look like peach emojis.
I mean, that's what I'm achieving for.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
I know that it sounds like the phrase reverse Goldilocks is a maneuver in the bedroom that you'd find on Urban Dictionary, but it's not. We're actually making it up. Because it pertains to a story that Katie found when she's doing her true crime searches.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a doozy.
Okay, so guy here in California, his name is Brian goes boating with his friends. Big Brian energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's out fishing, having the time of his life. Ding! Looks at his phone. Ring doorbell. Hey, what we got here? He realizes there is a bear on his property. Now, he has cameras in his home as well. So he is able to then go to those cameras and see that the bear didn't just come onto his porch. It came into his house.
So was the initial Ring doorbell alert the bear leaving?
No, it was the bear coming in.
Oh, my God.
Like, do you have a cup of sugar?
Okay.
Comes in looking for food. Finds food. Eats the food. Like anybody. Oh, yeah, I'm tired. Decides to take a nap. Where does he take a nap? On the Brian's bed.
That's adorable.
That's what I thought.
And that, okay, ladies and gentlemen, is a reverse Goldilocks.
Yeah. Okay. I am so glad to hear you say this because, okay, is it terrible and terrifying to have a giant bear in your house? Okay, probably. You got me. But the idea of it feels really nice.
Yeah.
Like,
and Brian wasn't even home.
No.
That's basically like watching a show.
He finally got home.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Was the bear still there?
Yeah. He had to make a bunch of noise and then the bear left.
Okay. There's something amazing about the bear knowing that the bed is for sleeping.
I know. Like, I know.
This is not that bear's first time.
I want so badly for it to have put covers on itself. Like, at that point, do you even shoo the bear away?
No, you spoon the bear.
Right. Yeah. You think, like, I'll sleep on the couch.
There are.
God, there's video, I just realized.
Oh, I'll bet the video's great.
The bear is huge. Oh, at one point, laid down in the living room and thought, this bed is too hard. Okay. I do have to let you know, the bear did shred his sheets and smash his TV. Why? Shredding the sheets, I understand.
Right.
That's just the price of doing business when you're a bear in a bed, okay? What would make him smash the TV? I don't know.
Maybe Guy Fieri was on.
Well, that'll make me smash the TV.
Right, sure. Wow, that's
so great, right?
Okay, so let me ask you this. Animals that you would want to find in your bed.
Okay.
All right.
Covers on or off?
Either, but okay, probably on.
Okay.
Like a person.
Multiple raccoons.
Ooh.
Easy.
Like three,
yes,
in there, or just like a mom and dad on each pillow.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
How about you?
What about a fox? 100%.
Love to see a fox. I kind of feel like a fox, so I want to be in that bed with it.
What about a deer?
Nah.
What about a girl deer?
A doe?
No antlers.
No.
What about a baby deer?
Yeah.
Okay.
What happens if you have a baby deer anywhere?
There aren't too many baby animals that I wouldn't want to find in the bed.
I'm trying to think what else.
A red panda?
Yes.
Definitely.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Red pandas look like body pillows.
Yeah. They look like a hug.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there aren't too many animals.
There aren't a bunch of them. Now that I'm thinking about it, like, not even a bunny.
Like snake. No, I don't want a snake.
Something
alligator
that could lay on its side or lay on, no. Something that could lay on its back.
Right.
It's really key to this.
It's about laying on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Otter. It's got to have fur.
Oh, my God.
So anything without fur, I
get
don't want.
Get out.
Anything with feathers. I don't want that either.
No, but that's because of those awful feet.
So, but maybe okay.
A sloth.
I know it's the hipster thing to say sloths are everything and I love them. I'm not 100% sure I'd want to lay next to one.
Well, I got to tell you.
They look like they smell so bad.
I don't
like
those hands.
Oh, those hands. And since we're talking about hands, I'm going to put koalas on the list of things I don't want in my bed. I know the face. I know the face is cute. It looks like a teddy bear. Google koala hand. Just do it.
I'm doing it right now.
It looks like...
No, I think they're... I'm seeing a koala holding hands with a human, and I'm here to tell you, you are dead wrong.
It's got giant claws.
Dead wrong.
It's got two thumbs. That's not something God made.
It does have two thumbs, and I don't love that.
Yes.
I don't love that.
And then I'll Google koala feet. I'll wait.
as a radio show, probably shouldn't do so much.
Okay, the feet is even more disgusting.
Right.
Like, its big toe doesn't have
the. So do you want to find a koala in your bed or not, Kevin?
No,
yeah,
no.
I still do.
Oh, boy.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So Kevin was one of the lucky ones over the weekend, and he got to go to Folsom Lake, and for the first time, he got to do something that I think is one of the great joys in this life. Tell everybody what it was, Kevin.
I jet skied for the first time.
Got to go jet skiing.
Oh, the first time?
Yeah, it was so fun.
Jet skiing is fun.
Jet skiing is so much fun.
Yeah, you could go as fast as you want.
Well, within reason, but yes. Well, yeah,
I mean, as fast as the jet ski.
But while we were, while Kevin was jet skiing, I am already trying to put myself in the situation. You discovered something, you saw something that you didn't even know existed while you were out there on the lake. Tell everybody what that was.
I saw a cop pull someone over on the water.
Okay.
I didn't know there were cops out on the water.
You didn't know there were cops on the water. You didn't know there were lake cops.
Literally, I was speeding, and then I saw him pull someone over. I was like, what? We have cops on the water? And they literally went onto their boat.
Was it on a boat, or was it on a jet ski? What was he on?
It was on a
boat.
Or
she...
I couldn't see the person, but it was on a boat, and then they parked right next to the other boat, and then he hopped over on the boat.
Sure.
I said, I thought that was only in movies.
He says, permission to come aboard.
Did the lights go on? Or the whoop, whoop, whoop?
The lights went on. That's how I saw.
Did they turn the sound on, too?
No, I didn't hear any sound.
Okay, so nothing over the pullover.
No.
Oh.
That would have
terrified. I know, yeah. I know.
How do you think the rules of the water were enforced?
I didn't think there was any rules on the water. I'm over here speeding. I had my phone out. I'm recording. Is it the same rules as driving? Because I definitely was texting and driving then.
You can text
and jet ski.
Your first time on a jet ski, you were one-handing it while you were texting?
Yeah, I was so good at it.
Kevin, don't do that.
Why?
Well, one, I've seen you drop your phone in water before. I don't need that. And Folsom Lake's a lot deeper than Wake Island.
You dropped your phone last time.
Yeah. And two, you're brand new at it.
Okay, can we get off that and go back to the fact that he thought there were no rules on the water? Just like you get out there, it's just...
Thunderdome. No rules, no laws.
Well, I knew there were like rules near the shore because the lifeguard came up to us was like, okay, you have to turn off the engine before over there.
Yeah,
but that was the only rule.
But then what? When once you're on the water, it's the purge?
Do you think that people can drink and drive a boat?
No, but there is a cup holder in the jet ski.
That doesn't mean you can put alcohol in the cup.
There's cup holders in your car.
Not that they know.
Okay, so who did you think enforced the drinking and driving a boat laws?
I thought it was Scout's Honor, honestly.
Wow.
I see.
Well, Kevin, there are water cops. There are, you can get arrested for doing things.
Of course.
At the lake.
You can get a DUI, basically.
What?
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know about the texting and boating.
I think you can text and drive. I don't know, but text it if people know.
Yeah. Don't do it, though. I mean, you're on a jet ski.
But did you see my video?
I did.
It was fire.
I did.
You got the waves and everything.
Did you go on a jet ski with somebody else?
No, I was by myself.
Wow. Who was the person that trusted you with their jet ski? Because that was a nice jet ski.
He came, too.
Okay. All right.
One of my best friends.
One of your best friends.
Okay. All right.
And out on the water, if you guys wanted to commit tax fraud, you can. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So a discussion needs to be had because Kevin is... depressed. Lots of us, when we either try to lose weight or try exercising. We don't get the results we're looking for, or at the very least, we don't get the results we're looking for as quickly as we can. We get frustrated. You know, we've all been there, and Kevin's going through that right now. Man, I'm sorry. It's a relatable problem.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to get a big booty.
He wants to be a big booty hoe.
Yes! But it's not working.
So okay. So what have you been doing to get this big booty?
Taking so many classes at my local gym because I'm fitness. Pilates and kickboxing.
Kickboxing.
Yeah. It gets your heart rate up and it works out your whole body.
Now, I can't even imagine him throwing a punch.
And me either. Or a kick. I don't know anything about Pilates. Can you get a nice ass?
Not really. It's more for like toning, elongating.
Yeah,
it's not
a,
it's not what you would do, in, as far as I have heard, to build muscle and like get gains. It's not for bulking.
From what I understand, the way to a big, firm butt is you run or walk at an incline on the treadmill and you do a lot of squats. A lot of weighted squats. Are you doing those things?
Yeah.
You okay. are? Because it wasn't on your list of things you were doing.
Well, I just thought classes are more, you know, led by an instructor, whereas the weights are led by me.
But it's not a class specifically for getting a big ass.
That's not what the lady said in the classes.
She what said, did she say?
Welcome to big ass class?
Well, no. The old lady next to me says this really helps her ass feel more firm.
The old lady said this makes me...
She's very fit.
Ass.
Don't come at her.
Okay, I won't. I would never go after her, whoever she is.
But she's been doing firm, it for a long time, so that's
why. Firm is not, will not bulk you up.
Right.
You need to firm your butt to make it a bubble.
You need to build muscle on it.
Can I stop for a second and let's get to the, let's zoom out on this conversation. Why do you want a big ass?
Because ladies love it.
They do?
Ladies love a little tush.
You said a little.
Right, a little cute tush that's muscular.
But he's not talking about a muscular butt. He's talking about a big butt.
Well, the only way he can get a big butt at the gym is if it's muscular.
That's
the
right.
The other way to get it is just to get a BBL.
I'm not getting that.
Okay.
But look, here, let me show you pictures of the butt that I want.
Show Katie
like,
what you're looking for.
It's not that hard.
Okay, that's a girl's butt. So...
Well,
okay. Show me another one because I have
like
an idea.
These are beautiful,
Kevin. That's a girl again.
Okay. Well, there's guys that have that same butt too.
What kind of a butt is he showing you?
A very nice woman's ass.
Okay. What about this one?
Okay. So you want a lady butt?
I mean, if it's gonna look like this, sure.
So you're vision boarding a female's booty.
I mean. If I could achieve that, wouldn't that be amazing?
What are you going to do with this female booty?
I don't know. Drop it low, Gavin.
So you want to make it...
bitches.
Okay, so you want to make it clap for the bitches.
Yes!
Can I ask you a question, Katie?
Please do.
As one of the bitches.
Yeah.
Make it clap.
If you saw a man...
Yeah.
...with a really nice, muscular... firm lady butt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Out on the dance floor.
Right.
And his dancing was dropping it low,
yes.
making it clap. Yes.
I would say...
You wouldn't put a ring on it right there?
No, I think he was one of my girlfriends.
Katie. Well, I wouldn't drop it in a feminine way.
Show me how you drop
it. Like Magic Mike way.
Kevin, your butt is teeny tiny.
Okay, I will not stand for this.
I mean, Gavin, you're not one to talk.
My butt's not small.
It's small.
It's not like big by any means, but it's not. I mean, I have a pretty muscular butt.
Come here and let me see your butt.
Yeah. I'm not going to let you see it.
Let's no, but come over here and I'm not going to. I didn't say pull your pants down. I'm just saying.
Can't wait.
Turn around. Go to the side. Go to the side. No, to the side. You're going. Okay, yeah, you're right.
See?
Why?
Touch it.
Okay.
Touch my butt.
I'm not touching your butt. No, I'm not. Fine. Oh,
I have to say, I will say, for as muscular as it is, I'm shocked it's not a little bit bigger.
Yeah, I think those are genes.
Wow.
Those
I can tell you, I had foundation.
My mom doesn't really have a butt at all.
I had foundation on my fingers because I do my makeup at work, and you absolutely make it looks like somebody goosed you now because you're wearing black sweats.
That's wonderful.
Sorry.
All right. Well, as I walked past Kevin, by the way, I saw all the pictures that he has pulled up. They're all women. They look like peach emojis.
I mean, that's what I'm achieving for.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
I know that it sounds like the phrase reverse Goldilocks is a maneuver in the bedroom that you'd find on Urban Dictionary, but it's not. We're actually making it up. Because it pertains to a story that Katie found when she's doing her true crime searches.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a doozy.
Okay, so guy here in California, his name is Brian, goes boating with his friends. Big Brian energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's out fishing, having the time of his life. Ding! Looks at his phone. Ring doorbell. Hey, what we got here? He realizes there is a bear on his property. Now, he has cameras in his home as well. So he is able to then go to those cameras and see that the bear didn't just come onto his porch. It came into his house.
So was the initial Ring doorbell alert the bear leaving?
No, it was the bear coming.
Oh, my God.
Like, do you have a cup of sugar?
Okay.
Comes in. Looking for food, finds food, eats the food. Like anybody, I'm gonna be tired. Decides to take a nap. Where does he take a nap? On the Brian's bed.
That's adorable.
That's what I thought.
And that, okay, ladies and gentlemen, is a reverse Goldilocks.
Yeah. Okay. I am so glad to hear you say this because, okay, is it terrible and terrifying to have a giant bear in your house? Okay, probably. You got me. But the idea of it feels really nice.
Yeah.
Like,
and Brian wasn't even home.
No.
That's basically like watching a show.
He finally got home.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
Was the bear still there?
Yeah. He had to make a bunch of noise and then the bear left.
Okay. There's something amazing about the bear knowing that the bed is for sleeping.
I know. Like, I know.
This is not that bear's first time.
I want so badly for it to have put covers on itself. Like, at that point, do you even shoo the bear away?
No, you spoon the bear.
Right. Yeah. You think, like, I'll sleep on the couch.
There are.
God, there's video, I just realized.
Oh, I bet the video's great.
The bear is huge. Oh, at one point it laid down in the living room and thought, this bed is too hard. Okay. I do have to let you know, the bear did shred his sheets and smash his TV. Why? Shredding the sheets, I understand.
Right.
That's just the price of doing business when you're a bear in a bed, okay? What would make him smash the TV? I don't know.
Maybe Guy Fieri was on.
Well, that'll make me smash the TV.
Right, sure. Wow, that's
so great, right?
Okay, so let me ask you this. Animals that you would want to find in your bed.
Okay.
All right.
Covers on or off?
Either, but probably on.
Okay.
Like a person.
Multiple raccoons.
Ooh.
Easy.
Like three in there, or just like a mom and dad on each pillow.
Yes.
Okay. How about you?
What about a fox? 100%.
Love to see a fox. I kind of feel like a fox, so I want to be in that bed with it.
What about a deer?
Nah.
What about a girl deer?
A doe?
No antlers.
No.
What about a baby deer?
Yeah.
Okay.
What happens if you have a baby deer anywhere?
There aren't too many baby animals that I wouldn't want to find in the bed.
I'm trying to think what else.
A red panda?
Yes.
Definitely.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Red pandas look like body pillows.
Yeah. They look like a hug.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there aren't too many animals.
There aren't a bunch of them, now that I'm thinking about it. Like, not even a bunny.
Like, snake. No, I don't want a snake.
Something alligator. That could lay on its side or lay on its back.
Right.
It's really key to this.
It's about laying on the back.
Mm-hmm.
Otter. It's got to have fur.
Oh my God.
So anything without fur, I
get
don't
out
want.
Of here. Get and out.
Anything with feathers, I don't want that either.
No, but that's because of those awful feet.
So, but
maybe
okay.
A sloth.
I know it's the hipster thing to say sloths are everything and I love them. I'm not 100% sure I'd want to lay next to one.
Well, I got to tell you.
They look like they smell so bad.
I don't like
bad.
Those hands.
Oh, those yeah. hands. And since we're talking about hands, I'm going to put koalas on the list of things I don't want in my bed. I know the face. I know the face is cute. It looks like a teddy bear. Google koala hand. Just do it.
I'm doing it right now.
It looks like...
No, I think they're... I'm seeing a koala holding hands with a human, and I'm here to tell you, you are dead wrong.
It's got giant claws.
Dead wrong.
It's got two thumbs. That's not something God made.
It does have two thumbs, yeah. And I don't love that.
Yes.
I don't love that.
And then I'll Google koala feet. I'll wait.
As a radio show, we probably shouldn't do so much.
Okay, the feet is even more disgusting.
Right.
Like, its big toe doesn't have
the So do you want to find
now.
A koala in your bed or not, Kevin?
No.
Yeah,
no.
I still do.
Oh, boy.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So Kevin was one of the lucky ones over the weekend, and he got to go to Folsom Lake, and for the first time, he got to do something that I think is one of the great joys in this life. Tell everybody what it was, Kevin.
I jet skied for the first time.
Got to go jet skiing.
Oh, the first time?
Yeah, it was so fun.
Jet skiing is fun.
Jet skiing is so much fun.
Yeah, you could go as fast as you want.
Well, within reason, but yes.
Well,
yeah,
I mean,
great.
As fast as the jet ski.
But while we were, while Kevin was jet skiing, I am already trying to put myself in the situation. You discovered something, you saw something that you didn't even know existed while you were out there on the lake. Tell everybody what that was.
I saw a cop pull someone over on the water.
Okay.
I didn't know there were cops out on the water.
You didn't know there were cops on the water. You didn't know there were lake cops.
Literally, I was speeding, and then I saw him pull someone over. I was like, what? We have cops on the water? And they literally went onto their boat.
Was it on a boat, or was it on a jet ski? What was he on?
It was on a
boat. Or she...
I couldn't see the person, but it was on a boat, and then they parked right next to the other boat, and then he hopped over on the boat.
Sure.
I said, I thought that was only in movies.
He says, permission to come aboard.
Did the lights go on? Or the whoop, whoop, whoop?
The lights went on. That's how I saw.
Did they turn the sound on, too?
No, I didn't hear any sound.
Okay, so nothing over the pullover.
No.
Oh.
They can't do that.
I know, yeah. I know.
How do you think the rules of the water were enforced?
I didn't think there was any rules on the water. I'm over here speeding. I had my phone out. I'm recording. Is it the same rules as driving? Because I definitely was texting and driving then.
Hold on.
Text and jet ski.
Your first time on a jet ski, you were one-handing it while you were texting?
Yeah, I was so good at it.
Kevin, don't do that.
Why?
Well, one, I've seen you drop your phone in water before. I don't need that. And Folsom Lake's a lot deeper than Wake Island.
Where you dropped your phone last time.
Yeah. And two, you're brand new at it.
Okay, can we get off that and go back to the fact that he thought there were no rules on the water? Just like you get out there, it's just...
Thunderdome. No, right. No rules, no laws.
Well, I knew there were like rules near the shore because the lifeguard came up to us was like, okay, you have to turn off the engine before over there.
Yeah,
that
but then,
was the only
but
rule.
Then what? When once you're on the water, it's the purge?
Do you think that people can drink and drive a boat?
No, but there is a cup holder in the jet ski.
That doesn't mean you can put alcohol in the cup.
There's cup holders in your
Not
car.
Not that they know.
Okay, so who did you think enforced the drinking and driving a boat laws?
I thought it was Scout's Honor, honestly.
Wow.
I see.
Well, Kevin, there are water cops. You can get arrested for doing things
of course.
At the lake.
You can get a DUI, basically.
What?
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know about the texting and boating.
I think you can text and drive. I don't know, but text it if people know.
Yeah. Don't do it, though. I mean, don't. You're on a jet ski.
But did you see my video? I did. It was fire.
I did.
I got the waves and everything.
Did you go on a jet ski with somebody else?
No, I was by myself.
Wow. Who was the person that trusted you with their jet ski? Because that was a nice jet ski.
He came, too.
Okay. All right.
One of my best friends.
One of your best friends.
Okay. All right.
And out on the water, if you guys wanted to commit tax fraud, you can. Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of it.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.